I mean, mercy is not going to go anywhere. We've been in existence for 100 years. We'll continue to be for another 100 years. But as they take 30 patients out, they're going to drop our census from 90 to 60. And James is going to have to figure out how to support $140 million additional fixed costs. They stated in their press release that they're going to create 350 new jobs, but in fact, they won't be creating 350 new jobs. They'll be transferring jobs from existing healthcare providers like Mercy, maybe Beloit. There's no question that if Dean brings these unnecessary beds to Janesville, that they will be pulling about a third of the inpatients out of Mercy Hospital to their hospital, and so, you know, the jobs will go with it. They send a lot of their patients. They take patients even out of our intensive care unit here and transfer them. You know, if there's a patient that requires neurosurgery or something and it's not an emergency, they'll take them right out of our hospital beds and make them go to Madison for care.